This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou and welcome.
You stumbled onto Fix It Up Waitaha,
brought to you by the eCairn Youth Rōpū, empowering young people across the plains.
If you're passionate about our gorgeous environment, get ready for a killer show.
Good afternoon, River. How's your week going?
Oh, it's been great. I went to Go Live Festival on Saturday, which was awesome. Tikitane was playing.
I've seen Tikitane. I've seen him twice. Oh my goodness, how was he?
He was awesome. He like created these loops for himself, and he was like playing all these songs just like from the stuff he created on the go.
Oh my insane. Goodness, that's fantastic.
When did you see him twice?
Down in Punakaiki, there's an amazing Taiko festival, which is watching the Taiko birds come in to nest for the season, and he played in 2021 and 2019, I believe, 2018. It was, yeah, he's awesome. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cool and always on my mind. Such a great song. Kiwi classic. How was your week, though?
Busy. Oh, my goodness. We've been getting into exam season. I feel like I am just swimming and we're doing our very best to keep our head above the water. On that note, if there was anything about the New Zealand curriculum, NZQA in general, what would you change?
I think I would have a musical appreciation day. Because not enough people are into Pearl Jam, Radiohead, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Look, no offense to Taylor Swift. I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash for this. But Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, not huge fans, got to admit.
Oh my goodness, yep. River, I cannot believe you.
Yeah, I know.
Ariana Grande, you're hitting right next to Taylor Swift. Heartbreaking, truly. But Music Appreciation Day, I think I can get behind.
You? Yourself?
I think considering how much being in school weighs on students mentally, I would love to have more counsellors in school. Something like schools having to have one counsellor for every 300 students or something like that. I've been at schools with 300 students and we had one counsellor, but then you come to a school of 900 students and you still have one counsellor, and it's not only a huge burden for whoever is given that role, but it's also students don't get the support that they need.
And I'd say more students normally leads to more problems a little bit.
Yeah, I think that that is a support system that is so incredibly, incredibly necessary and possibly underappreciated.
I definitely agree with that. Definitely agree.
And now for our media segment, this week's episode is going to be heavily focused on mental health for students and mental health in the school system. But I know that lots of you listeners would have heard about the devastating fires in Maui. Can you give us some of the facts for that, River?
Well, due to a dry summer and the high winds from a hurricane, it's just become really, really bad. 93 people have been confirmed that they've died, and hundreds are unaccounted for, and hundreds more are in shelters. 2,000 homes burned down, and the fires were moving so quickly, a mile a minute, that no one could move, because no one could get out quick enough because it was that bad. Also, the authorities didn't really do the best response they could have, so that's not great.
Wow, Hawaii is quite a common holiday destination, but the people there have been calling for a long time for everyone to stop going there as a holiday space because it's just devastating.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with more tourists. They got to look after their own people first. I really agree with that.
Is there a space that people can donate to help the recovery for the wildfires?
I would imagine there would be somewhere. Someone probably has set that up, which is really cool, but I don't know for sure.
So for any of our listeners who are keen to donate and are in a position to do so, we will find a couple charities where 100% of the funds are going directly into supporting those affected by the fire and link those below. I've just found that you can go to hawaiiancouncil.org/Maui and they have a page set up there where they're committed to doubling every dollar which is donated. There is also an emergency Maui fund, which will be linked below in the Apple podcast and Spotify show notes. This has been a brief editorial. On with the episode.
But in better news, Poppy, how was Speaking for the Planet?
Wow, yeah. Recently, I had the amazing opportunity to attend Speaking for the Planet, which is a competition based on the environment and public speaking here in Ōtautahi. This year's theme was Enough Already, Consume with Care, and there were students from year 7 to 11 giving speeches, giving spoken word poetry performances on that topic, and it was incredible. It ran over the course of the day from 9:30 a.m. till about 3:30, and it was an outstanding, inspiring showcase of all the amazing knowledge that young people have on the topic of the environment. There were lots of councillors there. I know that there were some MPs there for the local areas, and it was really, really valuable for everyone who has heard of Speaking for the Planet. Maybe people who haven't heard of Speaking for the Planet, keep an eye on that space and go along next year, because it was absolutely incredible.
Nice. And I believe you were hosting?
Yes, emceeing.
Oh,
which was a lot of fun. Everyone there got to kind of watch me as I started off really nervous and shaking in my boots from public speaking, and then got way too comfortable and way too interested. And for anyone interested in hearing the audio from that day, I know that Plains FM, the lovely broadcasting station which makes this show, has put together a podcast containing all of the audio from that day. I highly recommend that you all check it out, because it will be absolutely outstanding. Kia ora, folks. We've got lovely head students from Haiata Community Campus, Manu and Jackson. How's your day going, Manu?
Good. Yep, slow, good. Yep, relaxing.
That's good to hear. And Jackson?
Yeah, about the same, you know, just chill.
We started off today with a question just to dive right into the meaty stuff. We've been talking about the school mental health system and how it's pretty rubbish at the moment. If you were to think a little on that topic, what would you change about the mental health system as it is at the moment and the support that schools provide?
I don't know. It's a loaded question. If I could change anything, it would be the stigma. But I know that that is pretty wide, and it's more of a psychological thing. But yeah, the stigma in schools around mental health is pretty bad. We come from a lower socioeconomic school, and there's a lot of support there. But there's no support from other students and teachers. We've got a designated whole order team, and they do everything for our mental health. And there are a lot of mental health problems among a school which is 70% Māori and Pacifica. There's a lot of mental health problems.
Yeah, I feel also for the boys, like the men and stuff, just need to speak up, you know, and just because there's all the help in the world there in the school, so they could help.
Did both of you start off at Haiata, or did you move there from a different school?
Well, we both started when Haiata first opened back in 2017.
Wow, trial run,
really. Yeah. We're the trial babies. Yep, we've been there from the beginning.
We're the OGs.
We are the OGs. And I suppose that is probably one of the factors in how we became head students.
Yeah, hard. And also, like, the change in the school, eh? It's a big difference.
It's been massive. Over 7 years, our school's changed more than a lot of schools have in hundreds of years, you know.
Yeah, so much more structure and a lot more help out there for the kids there.
Yeah, because that's a big thing, comparing the different schools. How would you compare Haiata's support to primary schools and intermediates you might have gone to?
Well, I went to St Albans Primary School, and St Albans Primary School was very wealthy. And so the support there was insane, because everybody's parents had money, and all of the benefactors had money, and so there was no economic boundary or economic challenge at that school. We never had to pay for any sports, or we never had to fundraise or anything, because the money was always just there. Whereas at Haiata, the money's not there. We've got all the talent in the world and all the support, but there's no money. And I mean, we live in a capital society, so you kind of need money to nurture that stuff, you know.
Sort of the same as Manuwe, but I went to Linwood North, so it's sort of low decile, but it still had lots of structure, and all the same as hard to, like, all the help in the world to get kids where they want to be.
How does that experience influence what you want to go into
beyond school, what spaces do you want to particularly focus your energy into as you move on?
For me, I reckon helping the wider community and like seeing what else is out there.
Yeah, we're both children of the East Side, so we'll always have the East Side in us. Mm-hmm. I want to go to uni and I want to study performing arts first and foremost because I'm Māori and I want to tell Māori stories by Māori for Māori. But I also want to study sociology because I want to make a lot of social change. Because you see the injustice in the world, you want to correct it, but for a lot of people, they don't know how to do that.
Mm. And performing arts is an incredible medium to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Along with sociology, absolutely.
That'll be awesome. What sort of support do you have for your men in around the East Side and around Haiata? Because that's a really big thing that you mentioned.
We have lots of community groups. We have Bros for Change. They do some amazing stuff. They take our kids out on camps. They take them diving, hunting, walking, Morako, Kapaka. It's really good for our young men. We've got 49ers down Hampshire Street. That's also amazing for our people because it gives them community and it gives them something to do.
Not just men too, just the whole
community. The whole community, yeah, it's for everyone, 49ers specifically. But it just gives people something to do so that they don't have to, well, do whatever they were going to do.
He Waka Tapu.
He Waka Tapu, that's another one. They offer a lot of support for...
Also the East Side, eh? Yeah. Mostly East Side.
The East Side, yeah. Because the East Side needs a lot of support. There's a lot of broken homes and there's a lot of intergenerational trauma there.
There's a lot of support. Back to what we were saying, there's a lot of support on the East Side, but it's just talking up, eh? Just all that stuff. Just would help a lot.
How would people get in contact with Bros for Change and all of those organisations if they needed help and they were on the East Side?
I believe Bros for Change has a website, I'm pretty sure, but I found about them through school. And so school does a lot of work with Bros for Change and 49ers and He Waka Tapu because we need that. We've got one of our counsellors, Nehana, he's worked for Bros for Change and He Waka Tapu and 49ers, so he's closely linked with them. And so he just brings the sheet, we sign up, and we go hop on their waka, and we do the thing.
Yeah, like not too long ago, Nayana did a on the mats.
On the mats,
it was some martial arts. Eh?
Oh yeah, jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. And just to like connect kids with other things, eh? Helped a lot. Eh?
Does Haiata start from year 7?
Haiata starts from year 0.
Ah, awesome.
So I'm at school with my little siblings who are both in primary school because Haiata combined back. After the earthquakes, we had Aranui High School, Aranui Primary, Wainoni and Avondale shut down because they couldn't fund them and because they were so damaged from the earthquakes that they just couldn't keep the schools going. So they shut them all down and started up Haiata Community Campus.
Mm-hmm. How does that influence the sense of community? Area schools have a real, like, tuakamataina sort of mentorship that goes on, from my experience at least.
Yeah, well, I mean, going to school with the taina, they learn a lot from us because they see us every day, all day, and they see all the things we do firsthand rather than coming home and finding out what their brothers were doing. But they see everything that goes on.
Yeah, so you got to be on your best behaviour.
You do. We need the role models.
Yeah, step up.
But yeah, my siblings see what I do and that influences their decisions every day. I can see it. And not just my siblings, all of the school, really. So I'm part of Kua Manawa, which is the whānau unit, pretty much our bilingual unit, but we don't call it the bilingual unit. We call it the whānau unit because we are a big whānau. And so every day I'm with our youngsters, year 0, all the way up to year 12, and all of them are my taina. And so we look after them, and they look after me, and they learn from me, and I learn from them.
What about you, Jackson?
I'm in the just normal school, eh, but I do a lot of mentoring. Yeah, just to see like some of the naughty kids, eh, just to see what they want to do when they're older and how they're going to achieve it. Like, I'll sit down at the cafe and we'll have a drink and some food, you know, have a little chat.
What are you up to, bro?
See how they're going.
That sort of thing. Yeah, what are you up to?
Hard.
How's your whānau? How's your brother?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wish that other schools could take from Haiata and implement into their own structures in order to better support their students?
Yeah, a little more whakawhanaukataka. I mean, it's a big thing in Christchurch. Hey, what school are you from? And so being in Christchurch, you kind of know about every single school and the gist. And it's uncommon for a school in Christchurch to have a lot of humility. I feel like a lot of schools are very up themselves in a way. It's a massive thing, which I don't understand completely because we all are in Ōtautahi. And just because we go to a different school doesn't mean we disparage each other. We're supposed to lift each other up. we're supposed to be a wider community rather than just in our schools. I think a lot of what Hayata does that. We work a lot with Shirley and Avonside. Our Kapahaka group at Hayata is combined with Christchurch Boys, Christchurch Girls, Kashmir, Linwood and St. Thomas. A lot of what we do is inter-school stuff, which is great. It's great for both schools, always. I think if other schools could learn anything from Hayata, it's humility.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. There's no comment on that one.
And in talking about that inter-school connection, I think it's very fitting that you brought that up because Hayata and my school, which is Hagley College, are both involved with the upcoming Wellies for Wellbeing walk. That's happening on August 27th, which is coming up real soon.
That is very soon, yeah.
What are you looking forward to about that connection that might come with that day?
Seeing all seeing all the connections, that's a big change, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome kaupapa, but that really is a wider community thing. It's not a school-specific thing. When we had our meeting, our One School Network meeting, all of those schools looked keen, but I don't think a lot of them hopped on the waka because, I don't know, maybe it's their inter-school thing, their sort of rivalry thing, but yeah, Wellies for Wellbeing isn't just for schools, and it isn't just for students who are struggling with mental health. It's for mental health as a whole.
And it's not even the wider community. It's bigger than the wider community. Eh? It's the whole city, basically.
The whole world. The whole world struggling with mental health.
Yeah. It's pretty good for the people of the Christchurch city.
It's an amazing kaupapa to hop onto. And like I said, I want to study sociology. Social change is what I want to study. And that's a lot of what Mike King and John Kerwin are doing. They're just showing that...
Ruby Tui,
yeah. All right? They're just showing that, yeah, we all got struggles, but there are ways to combat those struggles.
Right. There's always help out in the world.
There is help. So much help, if you know where to look.
It's hard to know where to look.
It is hard to know where to look. If you were struggling with mental health and you just looked up, how do I get better? You're not going to find out about Bros for Change and John Kerwin. You might get the suicide hotline, but what does that really do? That's just one call. If you can get stuck on a kaupapa, or if you can get something in your brain that helps you for a long time, that's going to be way more beneficial than one call.
Mm, agree.
That's where schools have so much power. They can
influence it into the school, yeah. Even just posters, like people seeing it. Like,
that's where you can directly support your young students and how much support students are getting in schools and beyond schools.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that Christchurch schools and all schools have a lot to learn from that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to be sad, but like the high decile, I feel like they just brushed it off their shoulders.
There was like this young leaders thing at Christ College, and basically kids from all around the South Island go to this event at Christ College, and they have guest speakers and they have panels and they have heaps of events. That's cool. But when I was talking to some of the boys there, they're like, yeah, Christ College sucks. There's no support there. You're just expected to go there and be good because you pay $50,000 to be there, you know. So you're just expected to go there and excel on your own. And there's no support, is what I heard. I can't speak for everyone.
I feel like at Hayata, there's so much support out there. Like, I got my restricted paper, my defensive driving course, my full license. I've got that on Monday. That's just insane, eh?
We've got friends who are, actually Jackson's part of it too. There's a barbering course at school. And so we get a barber from Ara coming in and teaching our boys how to cut hair. And we've got construction courses, mechanics courses, most of them through Ara. And that stuff's amazing for kids who don't want to go to uni or...
just don't know what they want to do, eh? Just give them opportunities there.
From my experience, it's when schools need those support that they really put effort into it. Like Hagley came from being a bit of a dropout school 30 years ago, and it's built a really incredible support system and community from that. It's not perfect, and no school is, and no school maybe will be, but it puts effort into its students because it learned what it needs from its history. Whereas those schools that have come from maybe being quite distanced with their students, that's where people running the school are not faced with how much support is needed, no matter where the students are attending school. Delving back into Wellies for Wellbeing, just for our listeners who don't know, I've pulled up the numbers of schools that are attending that. Christchurch Girls, Christchurch Boys, Hill Morton High School is coming, Hagley College, Christ College, Hayata, Rangiruru, there, Rickerton, Kashmir and Hornby are all set to come around and walk 10Ks in their wellies on August 27th. And I think that's a really cool opportunity. We don't have many inter-school connections where it's not competition-based.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, you can just go for a walk and chat to other people from other schools. Eh? It's a great connection.
When people do stuff like that and they realise, like, oh, yeah, this is cool, this is a cool kaupapa, then they want to do more things like wellies for well-being.
Yeah, it makes them smile. Eh?
Yeah, we all just want to be happy.
It's a bit like
I think that's how kaupapa here of it.
But like the other day, the other week, I'm pretty sure, we did a pyjama day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that everyone had a smile on their face, eh? They all loved it.
It's just people want to do things. You don't want to be stuck in routine.
Yeah, it's just doing different things with the school and making it fun to go to school, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to having all the schools together. We all get free T-shirts, which is pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to all the schools being together and not being in uniform. We're going to have some sort of like thing to unite us, which will be the T-shirts and the gummies.
Yep.
But none of us are going to be in our different uniforms, and so we're hopefully going to get rid of that stigma.
Yeah, just be one, eh?
Yeah, well, that ties into sort of what I was saying before, how this isn't a school event. This is a Christchurch event, a citywide event. We're not there as our schools. We are there supporting mental health.
Yeah, don't they always say teamwork makes the dream work?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's exactly right.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
While I have you two here, is there anything that's been floating around your mind throughout this chat?
Probably for me, just anyone out there listening, seek support, if you need it, it's all there. Just ask around,
And another thing, the support's amazing and it does do so much. But I think probably the biggest factor in mental health is our interpersonal connections. So, you know, check up on your mates, check up on your whānau, even just a, hey bro, how you doing? That's all good. People don't quite realise how much just being there to listen and to show afi and tautoko means for people who are struggling with their mental health. I've seen it firsthand. We all know people who are struggling with mental health, or we are people who are struggling with mental health. And I'm sure we all know that just a checkup is awesome.
Mm.
Grab a coffee, have a feed, have a drink, you know, just check in on your people.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
We'd love to include a song in this episode if there's any that come to mind. I swear I meant to remind you guys, and then it flipped through my mind entirely.
I have an idea. So Twin Harmonies, friends of mine, Tani and Naka, they go to Shirley Boys, amazing singers, and they got I'm not sure the song name, but I know it goes, no more violence in our family.
Oh, yeah, I know.
About the way you abuse me, slap me, kick me, lock me to the floor. There's nothing you can do for me that has been done before. We are your children. We are your children. For the shame, leave me the care of the bruises of the blame. No more fun, no, is that the life of me? I do want to stand proud, violence free. Here to follow, stand with me. No more violence in our family. We have the power to make you see. Children are choices and they should be treated that way.
Yeah,
no more violence in our family.
Home.
So,
Home.
Yeah.
Kia ora.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Have a fantastic rest of your day.
And you too.
See you on August 27th.
Thank you for listening to Fix It Up Waitaha, coming to you from our beautiful Otutahi Christchurch.
We'd love to hear what you're getting up to in your own spaces. Follow along or send us a message at Ekan Youthropu on all social places. That's Ecan Youthropu. And listen again every second Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio.
And we hope you get out and do your part to fix it up.